From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. An Iranian domestic airliner has crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains, killing all 65 people on board. Earlier reports said there were 66 people on board, but the Iranian official news agency IRNA said one passenger missed the flight. The flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yazooj in Isfahan province, a flight of about 560 kilometers. The Iranian Red Crescent said it has deployed teams to the area, but dense fog, high winds, and heavy snow made it impossible for the helicopters to get close to the crash site. Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. The country has been unable to buy airplane parts for needed maintenance or to upgrade its fleet. Latvia's prime minister has assured the country and Europe that, quote, there is no sign of danger after anti-corruption police arrested the head of the Latvian Central Bank on Saturday. Neither the prime minister nor the police gave a reason for the arrest, but a police spokeswoman said there will be an announcement as soon as possible. The Latvian government plans an emergency meeting on Monday. Russian news reports say a gunman has opened fire on people leaving a church service in the northern Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people and wounding five others. The TASS news agency said the shooting happened Sunday outside a church in the town of Kizlyar. The assailant, said to be a 22-year-old man local to the region, was killed by police. This is VOA News. President Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been wildly successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it spawned. He sent out a series of tweets over about 90 minutes on Sunday morning, continuing to attack the investigation into his campaign's links to Russia. A plan to save one of Australia's most critical river systems is on the verge of collapse after disagreement about how to manage scarce water resources. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The Murray-Darling Basin produces 40% of Australia's food, and for the past 5 years, a specially appointed authority has been trying to balance the system's environmental needs with the economic demands of farmers. The Murray-Darling Basin is Australia's largest and most famous river system. It covers more than 1 million square kilometres in the country's southeast, an area bigger than France and Germany put together. Scientists have argued there's been no overall improvement in the health of the river system since a rescue plan was introduced more than 5 years ago. The recovery plan had set out to strike a balance to protect the environment and the interests of the agricultural industry, but both sides believe they're being shortchanged. There's also heated division between Australian states. Australia is the world's driest inhabited continent and is frequently subjected to severe drought. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is just years away from having a nuclear bomb. He took to the stage at the Munich Security Conference Sunday and delivered a warning that the security of the Middle East region and accused Iran of posing an existential threat. Vandals spray-painted swastikas on the Polish embassy in Tel Aviv after the Polish prime minister talked about what he called Jewish perpetrators of the Holocaust. Leaders in Israel immediately condemned his comment. The prime minister was responding to a reporter's question about Poland's new law punishing anyone who calls the Nazi genocide a Polish crime. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, said he spoke with his Polish counterpart by telephone Sunday about the comparison. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.